Think about a small child. When a baby is little, they don't know much about the world. They try to walk, fall down, and get up again without worrying about what might happen next. They just keep trying because there's no fear holding them back. But as we grow up and become adults, something changes. We start to feel more doubt and fear inside us. We worry about what could go wrong, and that stops us from trying new things. So the question is, how can we handle this fear that builds up in us? Fear comes in many forms. In fact, there are endless kinds of fears because they are linked to all the problems we face in life. For every challenge or worry, there's a fear tied to it. For example, some people fear what others will say if they do something different, like, what will people think? Others fear speaking in front of a group, fear of insult, or fear falling behind while friends move ahead. There's fear of ruining your future, like not landing a good job, or fear of losing someone close, such as a family member or friend. But in this session, we're not focusing on one specific fear linked to a certain thing. Instead, we're talking about psychological fear in general, the kind that lives inside all of us. We all know we have fear deep inside us, but have we ever truly asked ourselves, what is fear? No, right? No one asks such questions. Everyone just gives you steps to overcome psychological fear, like do this or try that. It's like trimming the branches of a tree. But if you want to pull out the fear from its roots, you need to ask what fear really is. Because if we truly understand what fear is, we might not need to do anything special to get rid of it. There's no need for practice or steps. It is like learning about fire. Fire is a type of energy, and we know it can hurt us if we are not careful. Do you fear fire just for that? Or does understanding it help you stay safe? If it is just understanding, you deal with fire in a smart way. The same goes for fear. But what does fear do to us? Is it good or bad? Look, there are two types of fear. One fear is physical, and one is psychological. Physical fear helps, like in our DNA from long ago. Our ancestors lived in dangerous places, so we have a fear of things like snakes or wild animals. You can call this physical fear, which is built into our genes, and it's good. It helps us stay safe. It's not just in humans. Animals have it too. When a loud sound comes, animals get scared and go on alert to protect themselves. So, this type of fear is useful. It keeps us safe. Now, let's talk about psychological fear. This kind of fear is like worrying about what people will say, if they laugh at me or call me silly. These are all psychological-based fears. But think about this. If you worked hard to earn money and saved it up, you should feel scared about losing it if you don't invest or spend it wisely. You can call this the fear of losing money. This fear is good because it protects you from real money problems. The negative side is that you might get stuck in too much thinking. This is called analysis paralysis, where you keep thinking and thinking, time slips away, and you start fearing even the idea of taking any risk. But the problem is that if you want to grow in life, you need to take chances. Fear often stops people from taking those chances, so no growth happens. You might want to try something new, but fear ties us up. Suppose you want to do something, such as leaving a job to start your own small business or become a writer. The fear inside, what if I fail? What if I do not succeed? Is this fear good for you? No, because it stops you from finding true joy and living as your real self. So, if we want to get over this mental fear that holds us back, we need to dive into our inner world. We must ask what fear really is, not just how to overcome it. We are looking at it from a deeper place here. Take anger as an example. Suppose you feel angry inside, and you ask me, "How do I control my anger?" First, we need to figure out why you are angry. Is it because someone is treating you badly, like a bully at school or work? How strong is the anger? When did it begin? Is it based on a real reason, or is it building up without cause? If someone is truly hurting you physically or emotionally, that anger must be there. It helps you to protect yourself and take action. But if I just give you quick tips like count to 10 or breathe deeply without getting to the root, it will not help much. You need to see the full picture clearly and then choose what to do. That is the best way to deal with inner things. The problem is, we are so used to how-to steps in the real world, like preparing for a test, read these books, practice these questions, and write clearly in the exam, that we try the same for mental things too. But it does not work that way. If you have a fear of ghosts, and you ask, "How do I get over my fear of ghosts?" One way is to give quick tips, like in scary movies. Wear a cross around your neck or say a prayer. But that's just stuck in how to. A better way is to ask, "What is a ghost? Does it even exist? Or is it just in our mind?" See the difference? Nobody in the world really asks, "What is fear?" Not at home, not in school, not with friends. Instead, they say, "Why are you scared?" Just don't be afraid and offer advice. But put them in the same situation. They will get scared too. Fear holds you back. It makes you think, "If I don't do this, something bad might happen." Or, "If I do this, something bad might happen." This is how we live every day, from morning until night. Take a calm moment to look deep inside yourself. If you are honest, you will see that fear is holding you tight. You are not doing what you truly want because of it. For example, you might stay in an unhappy relationship because you are scared of being alone. Or you keep going to a job you dislike, without any passion, just because you fear running out of money. You end up making choices you do not like, but fear pushes you into them. So, we need to ask, what is fear? So listen carefully. When you think deeply, you will see that the root cause of fear is desire. That means desire and fear are two sides of the same coin. Look inside yourself and examine your fears. You will find that desire is the main cause of fear within you. Isn't desire the main cause of fear? If you look deep inside your fear, you'll see that the real reason is not getting what you want fulfilled. And that same desire also builds attachment, making you hold on too tightly to things or people. For example, if you desire to be successful in life, like having the best job or the biggest house, then the fear of failure comes right with it. You might think, "What if I don't succeed?" If you desire to have a certain person in your life, like a partner, the fear of losing them follows. Suppose you really want to land a big promotion at your job, thinking it will fix all your problems and make life great. The stronger that want is, the bigger the fear becomes. What if I don't get it and my career falls apart? So, your desires are the main reason behind the fear. But if someone does not care about that promotion at all, they feel no fear. Why? Because there is no desire for it. Or think about attachments to people. The more you hold on to a close partner, the more you fear a breakup. Like if they get a new job, far away, and the relationship changes. Right now, people are passing away all over the world from car crashes, storms, or diseases like cancer. Do you fear for them? Probably not much, because you are not attached to them. You have no close bond or connection. But if it is someone in your family, that fear hits hard. What if something bad happens to them? This shows how attachment creates fear. And it's not just fear. Desire can also lead to anger. If something gets in the way of your desire, like a boss ignoring your hard work for a raise and giving it to someone else, anger builds up. Why are you blocking my chance to succeed? Or, if you desire to travel for a dream vacation, but your family says it's too risky right now, anger rises. Why are you holding me back from enjoying life? So, desire, fear, and anger are all linked, like parts of a chain. But this does not mean you should drop all desires or attachments right away. We are not saying that. First, just try to understand what fear really is. Once you see that, you can choose what to do next. So, when you give too much importance to something, fearing you might lose it is normal. It cannot be avoided. But if there is no strong desire for something, there is also no fear for that thing. In short, desire and fear are like the same thing, or two sides of same coin. If a person has many desires, they will have many fears. If a person has no desires, they will have no fears. You can look deep inside yourself and see your desires and attachments. The stronger they are, the more fears you carry. As life moves forward, your desires increase. You get a job, build a family, buy a home, and your fears increase too. You will feel more trapped and unable to move. If you have so many fears right now, think about how it'll be in 10 or 20 years. Is that the kind of life you want? Always living in fear? Doing things you dislike just to get by? Ask yourself, do I want this? Or is there a smarter way to live? The solution? Fear comes from attachments, and attachments bring pain. So, what can we do? Look closely at our attachments. They are never to the work itself, but to what we gain from it, like money, praise, or safety. But what if you attach to the work because you love it? If you truly love what you do, what happens? Even when it's tough, it still feels rewarding. So, love is the only real way to overcome fear. There is no other way. Where love exists, fear vanishes. But we often confuse love with attachment. We think love means holding on tight, like owning something. But they are not the same. Where there is attachment, there is fear. And where there is fear, there is no true love. Look at parents. They say, we love our children so much. But is it really love? Children feel stressed, sad, or even so bad they hurt themselves, all from pressure to study hard or do well. Who creates that pressure? The parents who say they love them. If it was real love, there would be no fear. With attachment, parents worry. What if my child fails? What will people think of me? So they push the child hard. But with love, you would say, do what brings you joy. I have lived my life. Now live yours. Find your own way. Understand the difference. Attachment is about owning and controlling, like saying, this is my child, my car, my wife. They have to do what I want. It's like treating them as your property. But love is about what is best for them, not what you decide based on your own fears. If you truly want to be completely free from fear, the only way is love. When you love something, even the hard parts feel okay. So, have a desire for the work itself, to do it better, and fall in love with what you do. That means you are not focused on what you will get from it. Whether you get the reward or not, your interest is in doing the work. Then, the fear inside you goes away, along with the desires linked to that work. Even if you do not get the results after 2 or 3 years, if you still want to do it just because you enjoy the thing and have fun while doing it, the work gets done. But from childhood, we are told what to do. Information comes from outside into us. Dreams we think are our own, but people plant them. They say, you have to do this, do that, become this, become that. From there, anything enters our mind, even if it does not match our personality at all. So, if you can let go of what you want to get, and instead look at what you want to do, it may sound the same, but there is a big difference. See what you can do, and what you want to do. Let go of what you want to achieve. Getting or losing is not in your hands. That is the result, not the cause. If you do anything properly and with love, you will get results in the end anyway. In the end, fear often comes from our strong desires for things and people. We want them so much that we fear losing them, creating stress and worry in our lives. But if you shift to acting out of true love in your relationships, without attachments, everything changes. Love means not owning or controlling others, like treating them as your property, but always doing what's best for them, without letting your own fears guide you. Where there is real love, there are no attachments, so your bonds become pure and free, built on care, not on fear or selfish wants. And when you love what you do, like your work or passions, fear fades away because you're focused on the joy of it, not the results. You'll definitely see good outcomes in time, as passion leads to success naturally. Let go of outcomes, embrace the process with heart, and live freely without being held back. Thank you for listening. See you in the next session.